Welcome, everyone, to the Meaningful Hearts podcast, where we discuss the everyday questions that make us or break us if we let them. With your hosts, Drew and Daniela, take our hands and let's walk this journey together.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Meaningful Hearts podcast. Today's topic is temperature. Today, we are going to be talking about the difference between a thermostat and a thermometer. I'm very excited about this because there's so many different angles that you can take. And I'm excited to hear Drew's perspective while also being excited to share my perspective and how we can apply these things to different aspects of our lives.
Yes, and we're not talking about HVAC contracting and installation. We're actually talking about something completely different. But the terms, if you're aware of them, transfer over into what we're going to talk about.
I didn't even know. What did you say? HV what?
HVAC. HVAC, that's people that handle like air conditioning and ventilation systems as their profession. Contractors that do that, they install thermostats and stuff.
So right.
The people that keep you warm and cool.
I see. Well, it is about temperature, but not specifically about that. Drew, why don't you start us off with what your understanding is of this concept of what it means to you?
Well, I just want to say that we kind of stole the idea from a friend of ours who has another podcast. And
sorry, not sorry. We didn't steal. We're inspired to expand on it.
Yeah.
So thank you.
But I like stealing. It's kind of cool. It's like, yeah, we're rebels. So from my understanding, a thermostat is something in essence that can change the temperature, right, of a room. And how you would apply that as a person coming into a room, you're able to affect and change it like a group of people, a culture, your surroundings, and influence. And then there's a thermometer, which basically reads the temperature of the room and tells you what it is and adapts to it. Somebody who either adapts to what's around them and becomes part of, or the opposite, somebody who challenges and rises above the status quo and becomes its own individual and tries to change the culture or standards within the room. That's, I guess, the very baseline of what we're talking about here. Daniela, would you like to put your two cents in?
Not yet.
Your 2 degrees. Actually,
I actually think it'll make more sense. Sorry, a technical error. I think it'll make more sense for you to expand on your perspective and how this relates to you. And then I will expand on my perspective. I think that would make a little bit more sense.
So from where, I guess we'll go from where I adapt to this understanding and where it rolls into my belief system. I believe very much so that I am a thermostat, that I do challenge any culture, any place that I am. I stand as an individual and that does cause turbulence with the people around me and usually could end up alienating me or putting me in a position of opposition. Not that I am trying to be on my high horse, not that I am trying to be different just to be different. But in essence, if I see that, you know, people are doing something that's wrong or morally wrong, and I come along. This is the easiest example is a workplace environment, right? Somewhere that you have to be, and you're with other people that have different beliefs or different understandings or different prerogatives about things, and the higher ups in the organization have a way of doing things, and these people follow said way of doing things, and they believe that as long as they follow these methods and ways and they don't ever challenge them, that they'll always be safe in what they do. And for me, I always question things that don't make sense to me, or I have my own philosophy about how I could do it better. And that's where the challenges come in, where it's like, well, I'm a thermostat. I want to be a beacon of hope or change. If there is people that maybe feel like they can, or people that suffer in silence, I'm the one who likes to speak up and say there is a change that we can make. There is something that we can do. So in my experiences, I've tend to turn the heat up in a lot of areas where people are just, I guess, sitting aside and suffering in silence. I like to kind of just rise up and say, no, this can be better, and we can work on this. And I'm willing to challenge those those things in organizations, and within my own friends' circle, right? Within my own friends, I there are a lot of things they like that I personally don't like, whether it's style, whether it's, I mean, you name it. I'm a little bit of a polar opposite on those things. So I think in a lot of ways I identify with this thermostat type of way of being, and it, like rebellious or just questioning the norm. In my experiences, but I do meet a lot of thermometers. I meet a lot of people that are okay with reading the room and blending in. They do not want to disturb. They do not want to shake the tree. They just want to coexist in harmony and be as safe as they can. And that's where I am in my journey with this.
It's a very interesting perspective, I think.
Yeah.
I was taking notes as you were talking.
It's not to say that, like, there are some situations where there are great people doing great things. I would say that the only time that I'm adapting to their beliefs, if people are doing things that are better than what I'm doing, and I'm really sold on that, and I want to become part of that growth, and by all means, I'm not looking to disrupt something that's good. I want to be a part of something that's good, but I'm also not going to, you know, follow the sinking ship.
Sure.
I'm not going to do that either.
It sounds like you really see it as a form of, I guess, to kind of summarize everything you've said, is being a thermostat is the one that challenges, the one that sets the tone, the one that stands out in some ways, who isn't willing to settle, versus the thermometer is the one that just kind of like sits back and conforms. I think it's a very interesting perspective.
Yeah.
My take is a little bit different, or at least the way that I would apply it. I'm not saying that the way that you're saying it is not applicable, but I think the way that I would apply it is more so, I guess, from a mental health perspective, in the idea of, are you a thermostat in the sense of, do you set the temperature for your day or what you want it to look like or your mindset? Or are you a thermometer where you're just affected by your environment? Because thermometers are affected by their environment, and they just, I guess in some ways, not, I guess, in adapt, but more so just be affected without having any control. I think that's the way that I, like, my perspective on thermostat versus thermometer. And it's not that one is right or the other one is wrong. I just think that our perspectives and the way that we might apply it based on where we are professionally is different, if that makes sense.
That does make, it makes sense. I think that also the philosophy behind it can be applied in different ways, and I think
you're applying it is
definitely understandable, and I think that's also, I guess, a way I could adapt the understanding of it as well. I also think that belief system that you carry throughout your day, that you carry throughout your life in social interactions, will be how you interact, right? If I don't have a belief system of myself and who I am, or what I, you know, or if I'm a negative person, or if I'm a positive person, that is going to carry into my interactions in life and how I overall will either become conform to those ways or rise above and do more. So I just think that in essence, it's all connected.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I actually have a question for you. Based on the perspective that I've shared and mental health, this idea of the thermostat the thermostat setting the temperature and then the thermometer reacting. In what areas of your life have you been more of a thermometer versus in what areas of your life are you more of a thermostat?
Well, what I got to before was there are scenarios where I'm in a room where people are better than me, right? They're smarter or they're more knowledgeable about something and I want to learn and achieve more. And in that case, I'm not trying to like be the person that stands out and says, oh no, that's wrong, or try to challenge them for no reason, just to challenge them for the sake of it, but more or less reading the room and learning how to become part of that circle, become part of that group, because they're trying to grow. And I want to find my way into that without, I guess, disrupting it, if that makes sense, because it's, I guess it could be conflicting, because somebody like me might be just wrote off as a rebel. If you're constantly disrupting, if you disrupt too much, then it's like, oh, wait a minute. This guy just wants chaos. He doesn't want order. He doesn't want any sort of order, even if it's something different. He just wants to rock the boat. He just wants to disturb things. He constantly just wants to do it for the hell of it. There's no rhyme or reason to it. And I don't think that's where I don't want to be interpreted as being that way. But I think there is a time for, I guess, leading and following, I guess, in a sense, right? It's okay to follow if you believe in something and you want to be humbled, right? There's a time to be humble and there's a time to lead. And I think that even in a room full of people that you respect and you're following to a certain extent, there are moments where you might have an idea that goes against that belief, but you think there's something better and you add that in there. And it's okay to stand as an individual in that too, because I at times switch that off. I'm learning and now I am contributing. So I think maybe there's a duality to that, if that makes any sense, where you could be both at one point. I'm receiving and I'm a part of. I'm giving, and then I'm giving input and I'm standing out, and then I'm blending in. I guess, yeah. If that makes sense.
It does make sense. No, I think it makes sense. I think my question was more when have you been able to control your own temperature versus when you allow the environment to make you a thermometer, if that makes sense, based on like my perspective.
I would say that if somebody gets me pissed off, right? Scenarios that trigger me, right? They're keeping your composure, keeping your wits about you is the ultimate goal, no matter how much somebody deserves to get punched in the face, to be able to be unaffected by it and to be able to speak sharply and without ruffling your feathers, without wrinkling your shirt kind of thing is. But I would say that there are scenarios where, I guess, when I'm speaking passionately about something that I believe that is completely against someone who feels that takes the liberties of not going with the conversation, but kind of taking straight stabs at me, I would say that there's times where that's where I really do struggle with controlling my thermostat, where it gets way too hot.
Or you allow yourself to be the thermometer, like your temperature is no longer in control by the thermostat. It's just rising and falling. For me, it's the opposite. There are times where the environment actually, if we were to keep the thermometer analogy, for me, the environment that I'm in makes me shut down. So my thermometer temperature would go like, meow, and it would plummet. That was a funny noise.
That is so you to do something to it. Where's Daniela?
Meow. But I asked you the question because I know you, and I know in moments when you allow the environment to affect you because you cannot help it. And I think that the reason why I asked you the question is so that our listeners can ask themselves this question, because we're all human. We all have moments where we apply it in the ways that you're talking about, in maybe from a point of conforming and non-conforming, because there are certainly things that I definitely challenge. And then there are other things where I know that I take a step back. So that applies, but it also applies in the sense of mood, emotions, reactions. I think that's where more so like my approach is. And that's why I asked you the question, so that listeners can also take the time to reflect on this as well, to really ask yourself, when do you conform versus when do you not conform? And then when do you keep your cool? When are you able to be a thermostat that's more, I guess, the observer of the room versus the thermometer that's affected by whatever is happening in the room, if that makes sense?
Kind of.
What kind of?
I mean, I'm a little, I guess I don't want to get too caught up in the tangent or make this too complex.
Well, it's essentially just two different perspectives. Your perspective is coming from being the thermostat where you challenge and confront versus being the thermometer that conforms and knowing when to switch, mm-hmm. versus my perspective is more coming from a place of, I guess, emotion, really, because from my perspective as a thermostat, you get to set and make the choice of what you allow to change the temperature, if that makes sense. Like, you yourself will say, all right, today I want to stay at 68 degrees. What does that look like? Versus allowing yourself to be a thermometer where you're just affected by everything that goes on around you, the environment. Exactly like a thermometer. Like I said, I know for me, I'm a super emotional person. So my thermometer is something that I work on, especially in the shutting down aspect, because when somebody's not being responsive, when somebody's not hearing me, when I feel like I'm being mistreated, my temperature doesn't rise. Like for you, Drew, my temperature actually goes down. And I think I think it's just important. The whole reason why I asked the question is to bring into light the importance of asking yourself these questions from both perspectives. Does that make better sense? Because I hope I cleared that up.
Yes. That makes sense.
I make sense sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think, again, it's a good analogy to use for people to consider, whether that's professionally, emotionally, mentally too. I think these are good food for thought conversations, if that makes sense. I think I said that already, but...
Yes.
Is there anything else that you, as we're talking, you want to add? Or you have a question or anything of that sort before we wrap up our ramble for today?
No, I want to keep it light. And less is, I guess, cohesive as possible.
Yeah. I hope that we made sense. If we didn't, please let us know so that we can make sense. But we thank you all for listening. And remember to ask yourselves, are you a thermostat or are you a thermometer?
Meow.
And we'll catch you on the next one.